From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. President Trump has vowed to bolster the country's oil industry. Oil companies in California have cheered that, but it's not clear how much Trump can actually help them. There are global forces at work, and many state lawmakers have vowed to fight the president. As part of our occasional series looking at California's political divide, KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer visits Kern County in the Central Valley.
Chad Hathaway's low point came 1 year ago. Actually, not just for him, for a lot of people he knows.
We hurt as a community. A lot of people suffered.
Hathaway owns a small oil company here in Bakersfield. Driving around in his pickup, you can't miss how big oil is here. There are oil wells on the main streets of town.
People are close. We are a family, and we stick together. And when part of the family hurts, everybody feels it.
That hurt came from a number, $26. It's how much a barrel of oil was selling for last winter, a quarter of what it was 3 years ago. But Hathaway has a determined streak. He cut pay and rode out the downturn, and in December, drilled some new oil wells and hired a few people.
I had one of the roughnecks come up to me and said, you know what, just my family just having a job at Christmas time meant a lot to us. And so that's meaningful.
And that's what it came down to on election day, when Hathaway filled out his ballot.
If you ask me what the biggest reason why I vote for Trump is because they forgot the middle class. But they've completely forgot those guys that are out there working on that rig.
And as we're driving, with weirdly perfect timing, this song comes on the radio.
Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same.
Like, I don't know if you heard a song, Jason Aldean with Flyover States.
Yeah, Jason Aldean, Flyover States.
Who'd want to live down there in the middle of nowhere?
It's like the people from LA to San Francisco, they fly over this area all the time. They just probably see all these farm fields and they can't see the oil wells, but they don't realize that, you know, what we do to keep this state moving on a daily basis.
70% of California's oil production is in Kern County. It also produces a lot of the solar power.
I have a lot of solar. I'm a huge solar guy. If it makes sense, I'll do it. I am not stupid.
Hathaway says his Bay Area family doesn't get this part of the state or his support for Trump.
They just don't understand. How are we so dumb down here to think that, you know, this guy's going to actually do something for us? Well, nobody else was doing it for us before.
So I ask Hathaway, does he think Trump will do something for California's oil industry?
Not really. No.
And there are two reasons why. First, what really matters to oil companies is the price of oil. And that's controlled by global market forces that go far beyond what President Trump can do. And the second reason?
90% of my problems are with Sacramento.
Hathaway says not all environmental regulations are bad, but some hit his bottom line. So he was glad to see Trump get rid of a rule about air pollution from oil and gas wells. Nonetheless, California has its own version of that rule, so Hathaway won't see much of a difference. But other people here in Kern County are feeling more optimistic, like Les Clark.
We're in a good mood.
Clark has been in oil since 1965, and we meet up in Taft, a small town west of Bakersfield that was built around oil. And in these parts, I'm saying that word wrong.
Ah, no, that ain't gonna work. You gotta say oil.
Clark's granddaughter is playing in the Friday night basketball game here at the high school. He knows almost everyone.
What's up?
How we doing?
Well, you're trying to pick my brain. It's only taken about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Clark says the federal government controls some rules, like how the oil industry deals with its wastewater. So he thinks the Trump administration could loosen that up.
I think it's going to help us, yes. You know, a lot of those guys, they understand that some of these regulations are very onerous.
But California lawmakers have said they plan to fight every inch of backsliding on environmental rules. That push and pull is what Clark and others here in Kern County are watching. They're waiting to see if Trump's victory in November is actually a victory for them. In Taft, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Did we win?
We did.
All right, cool.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.